Terry on deck. Is there another member who wishes to speak first? Okay, I am familiar with the California law on this, and it does give individuals the right to purchase, in effect, use of our mailing list under state law. And there are similar types of things that operate nationally, which is why the whole concept of campaign finance reform was developed. Typically, an individual is given, or an individual or a campaign is given access to funds on condition that they don't use other methods. So, and that's where the cost comes in. Conceivably, Pacifica could prevent money from buying influence through use of its membership list if only those candidates who opted out of being able to use our membership list in this manner had access to other useful campaign aids that the foundation would perform. So that's why I would like this work group to be considered the Campaign Finance Reform Work Group, which would open up its consideration to all of those issues in light of the California Corporations Code requirement that foundations make their mailing lists accessible to members for any purpose that is legitimate to a member's interest as a member. Are there any other members who would like to work on this committee? I'll volunteer myself.
This is Jack. I'll volunteer.
Thank you, Mr. Benny.
I'll volunteer.
Yeah, Carolyn here. I'd like to volunteer on that.
Okay. We are at less than quorum of the committee on this working group. Is there another member who, which is good, because if a quorum joins a working group, then it must follow the open meeting provisions and announce its meetings and make them public. Is there another member who wishes to join this committee? Mr. Letterer, you were the first member who volunteered. Are you willing to convene the committee?
Or to
arrange its email discussion?
Since I'm already doing another one, it would be helpful if someone else would be willing to volunteer.
Is there another member who volunteered who would accept the convener's responsibilities?
Well, I guess I could do that, but let clarify for me the rules under which we're working for this particular work group.
As convener, being the first one to spoke, if you wish to follow open meetings provisions, you may a motion would be in order that this be a subcommittee.
All right, I will so move. That seems fair enough.
Okay. It's been moved that the Campaign Finance Reform Work Group proposed be a subcommittee of the Elections Committee. Is there discussion on this proposal?
Excuse me. Chair, I thought we were dealing with campaign use of membership lists. Did you rename it?
Yes, I did, and I asked for
objection. Is called the Chair notes need for work group proposes that it be called...
I propose that it be the Campaign Finance Reform Work Group.
Campaign Finance Reform. Thank you.
And I'm appointing Carolyn Burden as convener, and she has put forward a motion that this work group be made a subcommittee of the PNB Elections Committee. Discussion is open on the motion. Is there a member that wishes to be recognized?
A point of information.
Go ahead.
Terry, can you just spell out again exactly what it means to be a subcommittee as opposed to a working group?
If you are a subcommittee, then you follow the rules of committees, which means that this working group would have to follow the same rules as this committee. It must follow Robert's rules. It must announce its meetings. its meetings must be as open to the public as this committee's meetings.
Okay, I'd like to speak on it.
Go ahead.
I certainly support the openness and, you know, notice and all of those issues about, you know, bringing people in, but it seems to me the whole purpose for setting up working groups is to not be hidebound by rigid Roberts rules. It's to encourage kind of a spirit of brainstorming and trying to collaborate with each other to figure out what's the nature of the problem, what are the solutions. So I would oppose, you know, imposing that kind of rigidity on the structure, and would, you know, would urge that we keep it as a working group with the understanding that it should be, you know, it should follow the notice rules, and it should be open in the sense of, you know, web streamed. Well, again, that would be if, well, I guess that would have to, that whole web stream issue has to be resolved more
generally. I'm afraid I can't make that out of order when we're creating a subcommittee or...
I'm sorry, so, I don't follow you.
The maker of the motion got around my previous ruling by making this a motion to establish a subcommittee. Subcommittees would be web streamed automatically. So it's not a point of discussion. If the motion passes, then the subcommittee should web stream its meetings.
Chair, I think you're getting tired. The speaker. I'm sorry, but I think the speaker was arguing against it for those reasons.
Yes. Is there another member who wishes to speak on the motion?
I'll speak in favor of the motion. It's Jack.
Go ahead, Mr. Van Aken.
I think it should be a subcommittee for the very reasons discussed.
Lavari.
And I don't see that notice, et cetera, will be that much of an issue. I just have, I guess, a point of information. Is this, are we intending to come up with proposals for this election? It seems like an awfully tight timeline to do that.
That's a good question. I don't know.
I mean, I think that if it's going to be a subcommittee, as long as it's a long-range, you know, planning, you know, strategy, that would be fine. But if there's an intent to come up with proposals for this election, then I think the constraints of the subcommittee would be burdensome.
Is there another member who wishes to speak on the motion?
Carolyn?
Go ahead, Ms. Berg.
These issues have been hashed over at every election, and I do remember that one of the constraints against not allowing people to use the list was freedom of expression, First Amendment rights, and so on. So I have a feeling that this is a larger issue than just whether or not some people can be reached by website and so on. I do think that some of the issues we can certainly address for this election, but I think it's a longer range issue than just for this election. So I would urge us to make a subcommittee out of anything called the Campaign Finance Reform Committee and look to the long range.
Is there another member who wishes to speak on the motion?
Yes, Lauren. Hello.
Go ahead, Ms.
And Doreen, please.
Can you just read the motion, please?
The Burden moved that this work group be reestablished as a subcommittee.
The work group
the campaign finance reform subcommittee.
Mm-hmm.
I since these happened in sequence.
I'm sorry.
I think the chair will, if there's no objection, the chair will allow the maker to formulate an independent motion just establishing a campaign finance reform subcommittee without reference to the prior work group, which would then expire.
Okay.
So, Ms. Burden, can you work on language along that line?
I can't improve yours any better than than you have.
So Burden moves that we establish a campaign finance reform subcommittee.
Yes, with the membership, with the membership as established. Ms. Burton's name should be listed first.
With the membership of Lederer, Goodman, Van Aken, Burton, Knorr, and with the understanding that Casey Peters would also be a participant.
Yes, but please list Ms. Burton's name first, because typically the assigned convener or chair, in this case it would be chair, is listed first.
Okay, so that we establish a campaign finance reform subcommittee with members Burton, Lederer, Goodman, Van Aken, Knorr, and it's understood that Casey Peters would also be a participant.
And let the chair help in forming the motion. What is the purpose of this subcommittee?
Purpose is to investigate the, to respond to questions about the influence of money in the campaigns and the Pacifica delegate election campaigns, and the proper regulation, if you will, of individual funding of campaign efforts.
Point of information, it's Jack.
Go ahead, Ms.
And Shereen would still like to get on the staff.
Yeah.
Would, just to clear this up in advance, would Casey Peters be a voting participant or non-voting? Not that I care one way or the other.
But. I have to be non-voting. I'm not a member of the CNB, an ex officio member of the committee.
Yes, I believe that's correct.
Ms. Roberts?
Excuse me, Chair. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I also wanted to speak in addition to understanding what the motion is.
Where you were, you were recognized, right? So
right.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much. This is a issue that's very near and dear to all of us here at KPFA because of the mailer that went out from a slate, and the fact that when the mailer had gone out, there was nothing on the radio or anything for, I don't know, a couple of weeks. So the mailer went out with the ballot, you know, so it was like done quite well. So and that definitely was a big influence. I mean, if you could look at when the votes came in. So, you know, we definitely need the subcommittee, and, you know, I totally support the motion. Thank you.
Ms. Roberts?
As the person who brought a motion to the Elections Committee last year, which was, in fact, resisted by the majority of the committee, asking that we not use private funds in the election, I am asking a question about whether or not the membership of this subcommittee is being fixed at this point or whether it remains open to other members of the Elections Committee.
The parent body controls the membership of its committees. So motions to add or remove members of this subcommittee can be placed on the agenda of any future Elections Committee meeting.
This is Bob.
Mr. Lederer.
If that's going to be your ruling, then I would move to amend that this subcommittee be structured like every other working group, which is the same concept, even if it doesn't have the same rules. But the spirit has always been that committee members' schedules ebb and flow. Sometimes they can be at a meeting, sometimes they can't, but that shouldn't restrict them from participating in a working group or, in this case, a subcommittee. So I would move that the membership be open to any member of this committee.
The chair rules motion out of order because the rules specify that the appointing authority must know the membership of its committee. However, a motion to reduce the quorum requirement of this subcommittee would be in order. Is there an appeal to the ruling of the chair?
I don't understand what quorum has to do with who can attend.
Reducing the quorum requirement would allow the subcommittee to meet even if it's scheduled a meeting time when a majority of the elected members of the committee could not attend.
This is Lydia.
Ms. Berzon, go ahead.
Yes. I'd like to ask, aren't we still going to vote as to whether to have this as a subcommittee or working group?
Yes, we haven't had that vote, right? Has not been decided.
Okay, so right now you're just entertaining amendments prior to that vote.
Yes. So that the motion will be complete.
Okay, so I'd like to finish speaking. Well, you've just given another clear reason as to why a subcommittee structure is bureaucratic and complicating, and it's unnecessary. We don't need all these restrictions. We need the same thing that we've been successfully doing all year and that all committees, as far as I know, have been doing since we had this new structure 4 years ago, 3 years ago, which is we have working groups. They're open to anyone on the committee. They don't have to have quorums. They don't have to have a lot of complicated rules, except, you know, I think out of tonight's discussion, we all understand the importance of openness, that the meeting should be announced in advance, and that, that there could be, on a case-by-case basis, that the convener could decide to ask the national office for permission to stream them. But once we get into this whole thing about we have to vote each meeting, is somebody going to be added or subtracted, and do we have to have a quorum, and, you know, are we worried that we're going to get a majority of the committee coming to a working group and then or coming to a subcommittee, and then it becomes, I mean, it's just, it's unnecessary. Let's get the work done. And I also have a question for Casey.
Go ahead with your question.
Yeah. If we miraculously could succeed in coming up with a proposal, adopting a recommendation by the committee and then having PNB adopt it that could affect this election, what do you think would be the practical deadline to have all that done?
Well, it would have to be done no later than September 25th, because that's when the campaigning begins and when spending would start, presumably until all the candidates have filed their petitions, we wouldn't be allowing anyone to use the mailing list.
Mr. Letter has spoken twice on this issue. Is there a member who has not spoken on the issue who wishes to be recognized? Is there any other member who wishes to be recognized on this issue?
Yes, Carolyn.
Ms. Bird, go ahead.
Oh, Serena, I think, was first. Go ahead, please.
Actually, you're right. Ms. Roberts? Ms. Roberts, are you muted?
I'll certainly wait for Carolyn. Go ahead, please.
Member yields.
My point was that work groups are no guarantee of getting things done any more efficiently. I must point out that the work groups in this committee have taken sometimes an inordinately long time to be convened and meet, and the scheduling problems are the same whether it's called a subcommittee or a work group. So I don't think that argument really obtains here, and I think the formality and the necessity of reporting and so on and web streaming would be great incentives to get more work done on this subcommittee. So I would really urge us to vote to keep it a subcommittee.
Ms. Roberts?
I just want to say that both on a local and a national level, the idea of excluding people who are members of a committee from actually doing some of the more detailed work in a smaller group is foreign to me, and I reject the notion entirely, and I would ask that people specifically vote against putting any such thing into practice. It is not a good precedent.
I'm sorry, point of information, how would this exclude people?
I'm not sure that's a valid point of information.
Chair, we're 5 minutes past our specific adjournment time. Is that?
If there's no objection, I would like to proceed to a vote on the motion to form a campaign finance reform subcommittee. Can the secretary read the motion?
But just a very quick point of parliamentary inquiry.
Go ahead.
If we want to set up this body, but not in this form, what's the parliamentary method to accomplish that? In other words, as a working group instead of as a subcommittee, but to do all the same things.
Wasn't that the main motion?
The way to accomplish it is to defeat the main motion.
Okay, so is my motion still on the floor as the original motion, and this is the substitute? Is that where we're at?
Yes, I'm considering it in that manner.
Okay, so
because
we vote down
because I wanted
one.
The substitute to be a complete motion.
Okay, so if we vote down this one, then mine is the next one that comes up. Is that correct?
I don't have any idea what was just asked.
Yes. If we defeat the motion to form a subcommittee, then we will vote on a motion to form a work group.
Thank you.
Are we prepared? Can the Secretary read?
Point of information.
Go ahead.
In the unlikely event that this motion is passed, it is passed with the current membership, the membership that was recently announced. Is that correct? Or can that be amended now?
It can be amended now. That's amending the motion.
Can I have the names again?
Okay. Burden moves that we establish a campaign finance reform subcommittee with the members Burden, Lederer, Goodman, Van Aken, and Knorr, with Casey Peters as a participant. The purpose of the subcommittee would be to investigate the influence of private funds on delegate elections. Did I get that right?
It sounds pretty good.
Okay. I am not supportive of the motion, but I would like to, in the event that it should pass, I would like to be a member. This
is there an objection, Ms. Roberts, being added to the list of committee members?
No, of course not. Anyone else while we're adding members?
This is Lavarne.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Williams?
You can add me also.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is the committee prepared to vote on the motion? Or will the Secretary read the roll?
Yep.
Louder.
Okay, Bob Lederer?
No.
Just a second, please. Carol Wolf is off the line. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
No.
Henry Knorr?
Pass.
Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Lavarne Williams?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Sandra Rawline?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Terry Goodman?
The chair.
Okay, I'm sorry. Henry.
Well, it can, but I don't.
Henry, Knorr?
I'll make it a yes.
Okay, and Jane Gatewood is a yes. So there are 1, 2, 3 no's and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses.
Congratulations on our first subcommittee.
All right, thank you. I will get out an email.
Point of order, is that now the main motion, Terry?
Okay. Yeah.
So we
agreed that as a substitute. Let's call the roll quickly once again to see if there's any change.
Why don't you just ask if there's any objection?
I'm sorry. What?
Oh, okay. The main motion. Yeah. The main motion on the floor. The substitution has been agreed by the committee. Is there any objection to the motion that is now on the floor, which was just read as a substitute?
I'd just like to abstain.
Was that Ms.
In fact, no, I do object.
Okay. Then let's have another roll call on this as a main motion.
Okay, although that's not what I said we were voting on before. I mean, it's past our adjournment time. All right. So what we voted on before was to accept that as a substitute motion. Although there wasn't a motion on the table before that.
It was the work group motion.
Right, but it was never formally put on the table before that.
Yes, it was.
There was no objection, and so we're rewriting the minutes to make it a main motion that was then substituted by the motion to form a subcommittee instead.
All right. So now that we have agreed to accept this as a substitute motion, we are voting on this as a substitute motion. Bob Letter?
Point of order, we're voting on it as the main motion. Is that not correct?
Yes. The motion succeeded in substitution. It is now
Thank
the
you.
Main motion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry that we couldn't have wasted 15 minutes correcting my feeble minutes next meeting. Okay. All right. So now we're voting on this as the main motion.
Yes.
Bob Letter?
No.
Carol Wolf is not here. Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Shereen Roberts?
No.
Henry Knorr?
Yes.
Jane Gatewood, yes. Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Sandra Rawline?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries.
Okay. On to new business. A motion to adjourn is in order if someone wants to make it.
I move. Jack, I move to adjourn.
Okay, I believe Knorr was first. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, that's correct. He was.
Okay. Mr. Knorr has moved to adjourn before consideration of new business. Is there any objection to adjourning? Hearing no objection, the meeting is adjourned. I believe there were two members, including myself, who were supposed to stay on the line and talk about something.
Yeah, it was me, Terry.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. Thanks.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for a good meeting, Terry.
Guys in LA. Bye-bye.